Hello, and welcome to Jolly Spring 2015 podcast series. This is Jen Whitley, the communications co-editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed, open-access journal housed in the Department of Language and Literacy Education at the University of Georgia. Today's podcast features Willie Ngaka of Makerere University speaking about his piece titled Participatory Literacy Learning in an African Context, Perspectives from the Mbakaduruku Primary School in the Arua District, Uganda, a piece that he co-wrote with Fred Mazagazi Mazazi. This podcast was actually recorded by Willie and one of his colleagues. Enjoy.
Sir, you're welcome to this program. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, moderator. I'm called Willie Ngaka. I lecture in Makerere University College of Education and External Studies and coordinate its Center for Lifelong Learning in Uganda. Thank you.
Dr. Were, what are the main takeaways you hope readers get from your article?
The main takeaway I hope readers will get from my article is that learning and teaching of readings will be learner-centered, participatory, and context-focused in order to facilitate immediate application and the use of the skills that the readers have learned.
What motivated you to write this article?
I wrote this article because of the following two reasons. One, I was feeling uncomfortable to hear from people and see for myself that the majority of children currently pursuing universal primary education system in Uganda are leaving their 7 years of primary education without the required reading and writing competences, even in their local language. I thought of making a humble contribution towards efforts being made to enhance teaching and learning reading and writing in my own local language. Two, I have also seen that teachers in primary schools implementing the language of education policy in Uganda, where children primary 1 to 3 should be taught using their local language, is getting into serious problems because of lack of reading materials in local languages. And I thought encouraging participatory learning and teaching of reading using text and cultural resources embedded in homes will be a very useful idea for supporting efforts in developing local reading materials and creating literate environments.
Okay. What was your writing process for producing this article?
I will say that the process of writing and producing my article was both fun and a challenging experience. On one hand, it was fun because this was something that most of the people thought was impossible. And yet following the children to their homes and talking to their parents and other members of the communities about the different texts they interact with on an everyday basis was a very interesting thing to all. On the other hand, it was a challenging experience because new things and ideas tend to be associated with resistance. And the volunteer teacher research assistants I worked with never thought that the use of authentic materials would work. And yet they were absorbed in the exercise and never wanted it to end. But due to lack of funds, this was not possible.
What challenges did you encounter as you conducted your research, and what advice would you give to people who are doing the same kind of research in either avoiding or resolving challenges of this sort?
Yeah, thank you. Some challenges I encountered include the following. One, the short gestation period for the project dictated by lack of funds made it impossible to conduct the teaching for more than 4 months we had at our disposal. Two, we used Lugbarati, the local language of the Lugbara people, in everything we did during the research and had to translate that into English when writing the article. Translating Lugbarati into English is a very difficult thing because it is a tonal language and even till now lacks orthography. And lastly, the initiative I took to conduct a participatory research in a primary school is not common in that part of the world, and convincing people that it can work was a challenge. So my recommendation is that there is a need for adequate preparation for such a project to work well. Deliberate efforts will be made to sensitize teachers and communities ahead of the project in order to minimize some of the challenges involved in the exercise. Thank you.
We at Jolly want to thank Dr. William Gaka and his colleague for being willing to help us out with that interview. Listeners, please continue the dialogue began here by engaging in Dr. Ngaka and Mazazi's work in our spring 2015 issue.